knowledge, or love. In our spiritual journey, we all continue to increase in our knowledge of God. Many of us have the revelation that there is but one power, God omnipotent, and that it is always good, that there are not two powers, one of evil, that we must overcome while we are in this world. We know that the kingdom of God is within each of us, and that we can experience that kingdom now, that we don't have to wait until we die to enter it. We know that every man is God in expression, made in his image and likeness, and given dominion over all the rest of creation. Since, in reality, there is no power apart from God, who is always good, it follows that we who have dominion have given power to whatever seems to harm us, and that is the only power it has. So how are we who have this knowledge to conduct ourselves while living in this world with those who don't have it? Paul addresses this issue in 1 Corinthians 8, which I have quoted in its entirety at the end of this contemplation. His key statement is, knowledge puffs up, but charity or love edifies. We would do well to also note his next statement, and if any man thinks he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know. Paul is, in this instance, talking about eating meat sacrificed to idols, but this is instruction for every area of our lives. Paul and those he is addressing have the knowledge that whether we eat the meat or not makes no difference to God. Like circumcision or uncircumcision, it doesn't matter at all. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith, which worketh by love. I quoted this verse because Paul here again introduces this matter of love. Back to the matter of eating meat sacrificed to idols or not. Paul goes on to say that for some people to eat the meat, they would be going against their conscience, that which came in with the law, which tells us what we ought and ought not to do. To eat the meat would defile their conscience because their consciences, unlike Paul's, had not been purged from dead works to serve the living God. But notice that Paul wasn't puffed up with this knowledge, ready to show how spiritual he was, by eating the meat. He knew that although God would not punish anyone for eating the meat sacrificed to idols, those who believed that harm would come to them if they ate it would indeed experience that harm, for what we believe in our heart is what we receive, good, bad, or indifferent. So living according to love rather than knowledge, Paul chose not to be a stumbling block to those who were weak. He knew that they might eat the meat because they saw him, whom they thought to be spiritual, eating it, and might consequently perish as a result. I think all of us can identify with this in one way or another, attempting to do what we see other spiritual people doing, but not receiving the desired results because we have not the knowledge of God that guarantees success. I think I've done it all, taken my glasses off, stopped taking medicine, fasted until I had dry heaves, you name it. Paul is reminding us, as he so often does, that we must always behave toward others as we would toward Christ, for that is who they are in their true identity, Christ in expression. If we sin against them and wound their weak conscience, we are sinning against Christ. This scripture came to me as I was seeking the wisdom of God on the matter of cholesterol. Since the first time I ever had mine checked, the number was higher than what the medical profession considered normal. In those years, I did not have the knowledge of God that I have now. Like everyone around me, I believed that whatever science proved to be true was indeed true, and that I had no choice but to accept it as such. I made no distinction between God's wisdom and the wisdom of this world, which Scripture tells us is foolishness in the eyes of God. It's not difficult to discern its foolishness when we have the revelation of God's goodness and omnipotence and of our oneness with our Father and our dominion in this earth. Last February, as I was watching a video on plant-based eating, I felt in my gut, or heart, that I was to go on that diet to lower my cholesterol. Since I've committed to doing whatever I feel in my heart to do as I remain in communion with my Father, I went on the diet cold turkey, while everyone in my world kept insisting that I had lost my reason. I confess I questioned it myself. This did seem like going further under the law that I have spent so many years getting free from. I really did know that food has only the power that we give it, since we have dominion, that in and of itself it has no power either to help or harm me. But I also knew that following the still small voice inside has to take precedence over any truth that we think we know. For God is doing in each of us what needs to be done that he might best live his life through this vessel for whatever purpose he chooses. I should point out that the diet worked, that the numbers went down and I was able to get off the statin drug I was taking. But I have begun introducing other foods into my diet as I feel to do so. I told a friend last night that I was having my cholesterol checked. She couldn't understand why I would do that. My response was that God invites us to prove his word in our lives, and I guess I wanted to know if I really had the revelation that it was I who was giving the power of evil to cholesterol that was being reflected in the high numbers. During the night, I awakened with 1 Corinthians 8 being spoken to me by the Spirit, and I saw it. Even if I should increase in my knowledge of God to the place where I alone determined the effect of any food on my body, that would still be only knowledge that puffs up. The physical laws of nutrition, though man-made and given power to do good or evil by man alone, are always operating in man who is weak. It is imperative that I conduct myself according to love in relation to everyone in my world, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. God has led me to increase in my knowledge of the world's wisdom, not for myself, but for the benefit of those around me. The obesity that runs rampant in this country is caused, first of all, by unsatisfied spiritual hunger, and then by being disobedient to the physical laws of good nutrition. While the one living in the kingdom of heaven ascends above these laws, the one who is of this world will indeed perish if he continues to violate them. God has taught me the meaning of Paul's words and now the why of it. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Like Jesus, I have come into this world that I should bear witness unto the truth. This is what Jesus told Pilate. He knew the truth that he could avoid the crucifixion altogether by calling upon his Father for angels to rescue him. But love for us constrained him to submit his will to that of the Father, the Christ of Jesus. Notice Jesus' other words to Pilate, "Everyone that is of the truth hears my voice." Rather than acting on the truth that he knew, he heard the voice of his Father within and acted on that. It meant death to his humanity. He would not be the King of the Jews who saved the Jewish nation from the Romans. He would be the Savior of all mankind, but taking upon himself the humanity of us all and taking it to the death, thereby destroying the devil, the carnal mind of man that thinks itself separated from God and keeps us in bondage to the fear of death. And like Jesus, I can either act upon the knowledge of the truth that I have, or I can listen to the voice within and act upon that. If I choose the latter, I can be assured that I won't be puffed up, but will rather be edifying those around me, because I'm acting in accord with the love that never fails.